Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Years ago, when there wasn't so much fear about lawsuits, one of the activities that my parish youth group did, this is in Ponca City, Oklahoma, was to hold road rallies. Each car had a driver and a navigator, and we were given cryptic directions of the route to take. The winner was the team that made it to the destination in closest to the right amount of time, not the fastest time, having gone by each of the landmarks listed in the directions. And the right amount of time was calculated at an average of 10 miles below the speed limit. And we had lots to figure out. At each fork in the road, there was one street that would take us where we wanted to go, and one that went off in the wrong direction. And the challenge was to figure out from the directions which was the right path to take. Sometimes we just picked a route that seemed right and then reevaluated later on. Sometimes we had to head down some old dirt road where the ride was rough and the going slow. Sometimes the driver and the navigator disagreed about what route to take. But the drivers who won were usually the ones who listened to the navigator. In today's gospel, Jesus is in Jerusalem near the end of a road that he's been on for the last 3 years. The Father sent him to save us, and Jesus had a lot of things to figure out regarding how to accomplish his Father's will. There were lots of cryptic directions in Scripture to indicate the course of action he was going to have to follow. And you and I know that soon Jesus is going to have to leave the paved road, so to speak, and head up the rough and difficult road that leads to Calvary. And today Jesus is at that intersection. Humanly speaking, staying on the smooth road would seem to make a whole lot more sense. His popularity and his effectiveness were still increasing rapidly. In fact, in today's gospel, it begins with some Greeks who had heard about Jesus and wanted to meet him. His fame has now extended beyond the borders of Israel. But spiritually speaking, the rough road is the only route that will take Jesus where he needs to go. And he knows it. The hour of decision is upon him. Jesus has reached this dreaded fork in the road, and he faces this crisis with courage. He says, "My soul is troubled now. Yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. But it was for this that I came to this hour." And with this, Jesus heads down the rocky road that will lead eventually to his victory. You and I call ourselves followers of Jesus Christ. But, you know, that's really only true if we are in fact following him. It's only true if we are, in fact, on the road that he's on. As our gospel says, "If anyone would serve me, let him follow me. Where I am, there will my servant be." So if we expect to share in Jesus' victory, we'd better plan on sharing also his suffering. There's going to be some rough road ahead of us. Unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. The person who loves his life loses it, while the person who hates his life in this world preserves it to life eternal. So if we're going to follow Jesus all the way to victory, we'd better have the courage, character, and inner resources as sturdy as a four-wheel drive all-terrain vehicle. Because we who are his disciples will have to follow him down some scary stretches of rough road. When we come to that fork in the road, that moment of crisis when we need to draw on our courage, when we come to an hour of a difficult decision, we will need all the help we can get. The strength of our faith, the support of our church, of our families, our friends, and above all, that deeper source of strength than light that comes only from God. Every Friday of Lent, many people gather here in this parish church to pray the Stations of the Cross, accompanying Jesus along the one road that leads to victory. And if we are his followers, this road to Calvary will be repeated in our own lives as well as in our worship. Where he has gone, we hope to follow. Meaning, to Calvary, we hope to follow. Because that's the only road that will lead us to where we really want to go, to victory. Jesus is our navigator. He knows the route. If we do follow him down that rough road to Calvary, we'll also be there to join him in victory. If anyone would serve me, let him follow me. Where I am, there my servant will be.